The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Monday, July the 8th, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Good morning to Ashley in there.
Good morning. Ashley.
How are you?
Doing all right.
Did you have a nice 4th of July?
Yeah, I felt relatively productive. It was nice.
Did you launch fireworks?
Actually, yes, we did. That's not relevant to the former comment, but yeah, we went down to Sacramento, and my brother just got a house in a rather nice neighborhood, and right on the cul-de-sac, so he's like, we're lighting stuff on fire. He was very excited. He did the puppy dog with a lighter thing.
Uh-oh.
And you felt like, I think you said before we started, this feels so wrong being from Shasta County. Hey, I remember growing up in Sacramento, and it was all about the cul-de-sac and the block party. So you'd get the block party box of fireworks, mm-hmm. and everybody would chip in on it, and you'd have the snakes, and you have the little sprinklers, and you didn't. It just felt like, you know, you watered everything down afterwards, and you'd have stains on your your driveway with the snakes, you know, and you knew it was 4th of July because stains would be on the sidewalks.
Yeah, it was the people. My brother and his wife are both also from Shasta County, so they said it was highly amusing to them that it was law enforcement that was selling them fireworks.
Wow. Okay, well. It looks like we didn't have any, that I know of, any kind of mishaps from any fireworks displayed anywhere in Shasta County or the North State.
There was a fire off of Trinity Lake that started around the same time. I don't remember if they've announced the cause of said fire, but the captain's fire did start burning around that same time.
Oh, dear. Trinity Lake. Okay, well, it's beautiful up there, and gosh, I hope somebody wasn't reckless and it wasn't related to that. Good morning, everybody, on this Monday. Of course, it's the 8th of July. Let me give you a little forecast update here. Today will be sunny with a high near 91 with a little bit south winds becoming about 6 to 13 miles per hour in the afternoon. You might have saw yesterday we had some not gusty winds, but it was rather windy yesterday. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of around 67. Winds are about 11 to 16 miles per hour tonight. Tomorrow calls for a high of 90, and the winds are going to get to about 8 miles per hour tomorrow, and tomorrow night about the same with our lows of 68. Wednesday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 94. Wednesday mostly clear, lows of 69. Thursday hot with 97. Friday 102. Saturday 100. So we're just kind of kissing those triple digits and slightly under with, according to this National Weather Service forecast, which is what we go by here. So we try to look into different weather associations, but this is the one that we go by. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. Good morning, everybody. Did you want to talk about what happened over the weekend?
Oh, lots of things happened over the weekend. Let me turn myself
a little up.
Up.
Okay.
Up. Yes. Hello. Okay. Well, you know, 4th of July, we let everybody off for the weekend. And I hope everybody celebrated their days of independence there as we did. But the it wasn't a big weekend. I mean, we went down for your father's 88th birthday. And that's big.
That's big.
That's big.
And
I mean,
he's
the guy,
doing well.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And he cooked and cleaned the whole time.
He and June, your mom, who's 86, are on their way down a three-week trip to Vietnam, Singapore, Vietnam, Thailand, Cambodia. Mm-hmm. I mean, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when they get back, they're going to be going, oh, yeah, we're kind of tired, and then they're going to be looking for the next trip.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they're just very, very active people. I hope when I'm, you know, when I'm 80, that I've got his energy. Mm-hmm. And he'll still be at, you know, he'll be in 10 years, he'll be 98, and he'll mm-hmm. still be taking trips with June.
We've, on sorrowful news, you know, we've had, we just wanted to wish Sue McClain's family, you know, our prayers are with them. Sue lost her mother right before the 4th of July holiday. And so she came in today. And so, you know, there's been a lot of, I don't know, I feel like I've been sending out a lot of grievance cards. So many people in this last week have been, you know, experiencing loss in their family. So, Sue, I'm just, not to cluster you in there, we wanted to let you know that the fan, she said to this morning, all the families coming in for, you know, the rosary, the viewing, the services. And I said, there's something about that in the Catholic religion, about the way that they do these things, that there's some solace, real big solace, I think, in the ceremonial aspect of it. So our hearts and prayers are with you. And we got a call, and we love our loyal listeners that, you know, because of the fact that when Sue's not here, we put our clocks on something different. So there was a little mishap there. So we appreciate Ashley being here. We're still working our kinks out. We're very appreciative of our listeners, of what that is. And we have our clocks. And it's just been a great weekend. We wanted to also do a shout out to the Civic. We came back. We went to the Cheap Trick concert on Saturday night. And Ashley doesn't know this, but what we're going to start doing is give away Marshall Tucker tickets. But how we're going to do that is we're going to take the first five callers, and we're going to do that like 3 or 4 days in a row, and then we'll do an announcement on Friday about who's actually going to win those tickets. So we can really make it a competition and not just say, hey, we're going to give our tickets away to the first caller.
So the callers are entered into a drawing?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So you take down the five names, and then those will be 2 Marshall Tucker tickets, and I've got to look at the date. Let me look that up in a minute, but that's coming up here probably in a week or two. But it was a wonderful concert. The Civic is doing such a great job. Cheap Trick. We took our friends. It was such a wonderful night, wasn't it?
I was deaf after the first opening act.
My dad said the same thing.
Well, you know, he was pretty loud, the Ted Odiaro or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was rocking. He was laying on his back. He was playing.
He was good. Jimi Hendrix
this,
fan.
Jimi Hendrix type of guy. But Cheap Trick came on. Now, these guys, I mean, I think the lead guitar guy is 72 years old. And you looked at them, and we weren't down in the mosh pit down there. Not that there's a mosh pit, but there's a place, a standing room. So you stand in the right in front of the stage. But these guys were high energy, great music. I mean, the guitarist was fantastic, and then the singer, who's been with the group since they formed in 1973.
Yeah,
was
19 albums.
Was really, really good. And it wasn't till the very, very end on when they come back, the encore, that his voice started to break a little bit. And it wasn't real noticeable, but you could tell he had been singing hard for an hour and a half at that point. So Cheap Trick, I've never been to, you know, that's the first rock concert I've been to.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought it was great. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, you know, they had songs that they're hard rock. I couldn't remember any of their hard rock songs at all. But when they got into the ones that were more of
I want you to want. You know, there's some good melodies there.
A couple more that were really good.
Well, there were probably just a large handful, if not 2 handfuls of songs. That any time you watch anything that's depicts the era of the 70s or 80s, they're in a soundtrack. These guys are super great. And what I want to say is that it was so refreshing to see men in their 60s and their 70s that are fit. Because to go on a concert and to have chops like that physically, there's a physical and emotional toll of what happens when you go on tour. And they all were in shape. They all had chops. They didn't look like a bunch of burnouts. They had stamina. They were incredible musicians. I was completely impressed.
Every one of them was. Drummer was just.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, I will have to admit that I'm glad they finished at 10 o'clock. And here's why. I looked at the crowd. I looked at the crowd. I looked at the average age of the crowd. And 10 o'clock was bedtime. Bedtime. And now here's the other thing. There were fences all around the parking lot, inside the parking lot and everything. And I'm thinking, this has got to be left over from the 4th of
yes,
July.
Yes, of course.
Of course. But what it did was it separated people and the cars, so everybody had to go out in a different direction. There was no waiting going out. I mean,
well, obviously,
it wasn't.
It's so. Because of the 4th, I'm sure. But we're going to take a break and Alliance Heating and Air is going to be the sponsor of this portion of the show. And I'll tell you why. Because, you know, when we talk about people, we do our live reads, we use them. We know them. We use them. We feel like we're representatives of them. So Alliance Heating and Air came out, did the whole cleaning of, you know, we have two systems, replaced it, found out that something had separated. So the airflow is better. We're going to be having hot days ahead of us. So it's nice to know that it's been handled, you know, all of that good stuff. So do give Alliance Heating and Air if you're having any issue. I talk about them at the doggy park. I talk about it wherever we go. If you're looking for a company that also can do your hot water heater updates or anything about your hot water heaters and heating and air, it's Alliance Heating and Air. You can go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading, a great prime rib dinner, and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
And me like to talk to you. We're your next door neighbors, the Clampets.
Well, thank you for calling. And how may I help you?
There ain't been one neighbor come a-calling on us since we moved in here.
Well, maybe we can help here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning with a new Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system. That will keep your home so comfy, people will be glad to come over. And when it comes to heating and cooling your home, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning is unbeatable.
Well, look who's getting too smart for his britches.
Call anytime at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Yeah, smart and neighborly of you.
Everybody calls us.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Tower of Power.
Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Monday, the 8th of July, 2019. 68 degrees out there. It's going to be a warm day. 7:21 in the morning, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And right now, B&T Satellite has got super, super deals for everybody, but especially for military and first responders. That's right. Give them a call at 241-3474 in the Stars and Stripes package deal. You're not going to find a better carrier than B&T Satellite for Dish, and it's local. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite and ask about the Stars and Stripes package for our retired military, our veterans, our first responders, our active first responders. They've got a special deal that you can't turn down. Plus, giveaways, plus, there's money involved in this, too, and giving you breaks on the cost. All this at B&T Satellite. Give them a call, 241-3474-241-DISH.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot to cover this morning, some really good news. And also, okay, so the Marshall Tucker Band will be at the Civic on July 21st. I couldn't find that date. July 21st, so we're going to be taking 5 calls a day. We have people in the chat pack. If you're listening and you want to be entered, tell me, enter me, and I'll put your name in there. So this weekend, something else magnificent happened.
The World Cup. The Women's World Cup was brought home again by the U.S. team, led by Megan Rapinoe from right here in Redding, California. Say what you want about her politics. It really doesn't make any difference right now because we're talking about the women's team of the U.S. The women's U.S. soccer team has won the World Cup now this year. And they've won it for the third time. And this is tying a record. And, in fact, it's more than any other women's team has in history. The U.S. team had won in 1999, 2015, and then again this year. And Megan Rapinoe, our own Megan Rapinoe from the city of Redding, was the most valuable player and the highest scorer and won those two awards for that. So you know what, and I'm just going to talk about this,
okay.
Is the team, not everybody on the team shares Megan's thoughts on the national anthem.
Or going to the White House.
Or not going to the White House or Trump. This is a team of individuals there. Yeah, Megan is getting all the publicity because of what she said. But what about those other women that are in the trenches there that have been fighting and, they don't score, but they're the ones that are in the game the whole time. Maybe they're not a scorer, but they're there making sure the other team doesn't score. They're passing the ball. They're doing what they're supposed to do to make it work. So, I'm just extremely, and everybody should be extremely proud of our women's team because this isn't just like a fluke. These people have trained. They have won twice. Most of the same team are together, and this is just a huge thing for our country, but also for our town. Megan Rapinoe is from Redding, California.
Well, you can say that. I agree. Like, there is a separation, but I don't know. I just wonder how our parents feel. I mean, because I asked you this morning. We have kids, that grandkids that play that are very avid soccer
players. Very, very proud of her, though.
What I'm saying is that, and I'm seeing it in the chat pack right now. In fact, somebody said Redding's own anti-American soccer player. Okay, that's in the chat pack. People feel that way.
That.
So I said to you, how would you feel as if, well, you'd be very proud if of accomplishments, but how would you feel? You serve. There's a slap in the face when somebody's kneeling. There, I know that people are like,
they're not kneeling now.
Oh well,
because they made a new rule.
She was told not to.
They made a new rule that none of the players can kneel. They've all got to stand.
Okay.
She's still protesting. Okay. How I felt. I don't picture my daughter doesn't do that. My daughter is very proud of America and very proud of the country and very proud of what her dad did and what her husband did. He's also a veteran. This is Megan's way of her protest. And you know what? I've spent a long time of my life making sure that people in this country can protest about things I thoroughly disagree with. But what I'm talking about is the World Cup that the women did just outstanding. They're the best in the world. And that's something we as Americans should be proud of. You know, and what makes America great is that we can be the best in the world. We don't have to agree with each other, but we can work together as a team. And this is the important part. There's women on that team that thoroughly disagree with her. I'm just positive of it. But yet they can work together as a team to accomplish something magnificent. And that we, as a country, we have to be able to do that. We have to be able to disagree with each other, but still move forward and do magnificent things. We've got to stop tearing our country down all the time. And this is what you're seeing, like the statements of AOC being on the border saying that women were drinking out of toilets, which was a total lie. And yet it gets all of this publicity. And then somebody else came up and repeated, oh, they're drinking out of toilets. It's because you're idiots. You can't see is that the water fountain is attached to the toilet. They're not drinking out of the toilet. They're drinking out of a water fountain that's attached to it because of it's in a jail and the water system goes this way. They're not drinking out of the toilet. But yet she said that. She said she was afraid of being sexually molested by Border Patrol agents while she was in there. This woman, there's something wrong with this woman. But what's even worse is that when she says these crazy things, that it just gets on the air and played over and over and over again. Now, the other thing about the women's soccer team is they get paid less than the men. They're a lot better, let's say this way, they are much better at what they do for women's soccer than the men are for men's soccer. Their ratings are up. There's people going to it, and yet the association, the FIFA, will not pay them the same amount because they say that men's soccer makes a lot more money than women's soccer. And I guess they pay based on the amount of money that comes in from each of the organizations. However, if you can imagine that, then you kind of go into free agency. But if you're here in the United States, hey, I want to be paid more. Well, we're not going to pay you more. We're at a cap. We'll find that I'm a free agent. My contract's up. I'm going to go play for somebody else. Well, you don't do that in World Cup. So should they be paid as much? Yeah, I believe they should be paid as much. They're basing it on, well, they don't bring as much money in. Well,
here's
how much money do you want to make with the FIFA?
Okay, so a quote. You wanted me to look into the chat pack today,
yeah,
so I'm looking. I'm going to read.
Because I've left my computer.
I'm sorry, Carl, but U.S. women's soccer in the same category for me is NFL. Take a knee in uniform, be anti-American in uniform, you should be removed from the team.
Okay.
Then the next is she's outspoken, anti-American, remove her, she should not be on America's team.
Okay. I understand that. I understand that. I understand what you're saying there.
And we do have a traffic alert. Ashley, could you tell us what's happening?
Yes, REU, Reading Electric Utility, posted about 40 minutes ago now. REU is currently experiencing an outage in the area of Bonneview. Personnel have been dispatched to this area to determine the cause, magnitude, and estimated duration of this event. So if you're driving in that area, there's a good chance that lights will be down. So, again, stop. Treat it like four-way stop.
Yeah.
Okay, a power outage, traffic
power
alert.
Power outage in southern Reading.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to talk about something we can all agree with, is one of our listeners was coming back from the coast this weekend, and he says, here it is, the 4th of July weekend, and Caltrans takes three lanes of traffic and pushes them down to one. It takes them usually 4.5 hours to come back from the coast. It was over 8 hours. Oh, my God.
Merging three lanes of heavy holiday traffic down to one lane in several spots.
Okay,
that's
several
to make
spots.
You, that's making enough to make you go mad.
It is. And then, you know, because you're trapped.
What if you have
you're
to trapped. Go to the bathroom? I always think about that. That is, you know, you got to give grace to those people who just get out of their car and run over to the side of the road. What
True.
Are you going to do?
True.
You're trapped.
With the,
at least a plane has got a bathroom.
See, that's another reason why it's good to be a guy. Is you get stuck in traffic jams. And you have to go to the bathroom. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. You know what? And I understand what people are saying. It, you know, it angers me, too. It does anger me that she won't sing the national anthem, you know, that she her protest is like this. And you're right. She is on the team. She's paid by the team. She's supported by the team. If she wasn't on the team, you wouldn't hear of Megan Rapinoe. It's just true. But that's the way it is now. So, do you have to accept what she's saying? Absolutely not. But you have to give kudos to our team. And Megan Rapinoe was the premier soccer player for the World Cup. Whether you like it or not, it's true. And I frankly am, you know, I am so happy that our team won. Even
Me
though
too.
I don't watch soccer, but I mean, I watch soccer occasionally. What I do is I watch the excerpts of soccer because I can't watch the whole game and see a 1-0. See, so today they showed the highlights. They showed her scoring and the other person scoring. So it was a 2-0 game. I was happy with that. Hey, we've got to take a break. 7:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, community-oriented, community-owned, community, our own community in there. If you go in, you're going to see the high-level professionalism, but also the friendliness of Reading. Visit Cornerstone Community Bank and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Play our Fishing Around Swipe to Win promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. Swipe daily with free slot play. Prizes are a brand new range of bass boats. This boat is built for whatever is biting. Drawings Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Final drawing Wednesday, July 31st, where you could win a brand new Ranger fishing boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Imagine casting your line and reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The catch of a lifetime. Fishing Around Swipe to Win. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning. 7:36 in the morning here on the 8th of July. 68 degrees out there, going up in the 90s today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope your 4th of July was great, that you got some traveling, that you didn't get stuck on the road like Joe did for 8 hours because of Caltrans. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Wirsch has been in the business a long time, and you don't want to fool around with your family's safety. A chip that can become a crack and go straight across your windshield while you're driving is not a great thing. He can fix that little chip, or he can fix a crack that's over 2.5 feet in length. However, if he can't, he's not going to waste your time. He's not going to, you know, say, well, yeah, I think I can fix it. Jeff knows this business inside and out. So what he does is, if he can't fix it, he'll recommend somebody. But he can fix most everything. That's Jeff Wirsch. Crackmaster Windshield Repair at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay, the lead-in song, Ashley, was I'm All Jacked Up. It has to do with this, with our next story. On Saturday.
I have another one lined up already.
Yeah, on Saturday, right here in Reading, a woman gets arrested for causing a crash on downtown Reading. She was driving 80 miles an hour. She
downtown Reading?
Downtown, right here in Reading, and crashes into a car. Both cars run into us, into a an REU. It's not the one that's down, I don't think. It runs into something else there. She gets out with her 5-year-old, and she gives the 5-year-old to a friend that just was there, and then she takes off. Well, she comes back later, and it turns out that an hour before the wreck, she'd been taking meth and heroin. And when she was driving down the road, she didn't have her seatbelt on, neither did the 5-year-old. Well, the 5-year-old didn't, because the 5-year-old was sitting in her lap driving the car. Now, this is where we're at. Think about this. And then that song, I'm All Jacked Up. Well, yeah. The 5-year-old is driving the car in her lap while she's high on meth and heroin.
Did she get pulled over?
No, she crashed into somebody else. Into somebody else, and then the cops came, and she had left. And then either citizens or somebody, and so she came back, and then she was cooperative, they said, in the sense that she then told them, well, you know what, it's really not my fault. Well, she didn't say that. I don't know what she said, except that she'd been on heroin and meth an hour before.
Yeah, but what about the child? There was endangerment,
child,
but
well,
I mean, did
the child
she
was
have bags?
Nobody was injured in this wreck.
Wow.
And think about this.
The child was still taken to the local hospital for evaluation.
Yeah, they took the child to the hospital, make sure the child was okay. But this is, you know, this is so ridiculous. You know, I'm not going to say only in Reading, because it's not only in Reading. You'll see things like this all the time. But we're downtown here. Now, the other thing I saw today was, as I was coming into work today, I saw our cleanup crew out there in front of the post office. I saw a gentleman out there from the city of Redding with his with a trailer behind it, and he had one of those pickup sticks, you know.
Have you seen how much debris is out there?
I tell you what, there was nobody out there in front of the library except him, but yet there had to have been 8 piles of trash out there that he was picking up and cleaning up after these jerks and putting it away.
I'm not sure if there's a pipe or there's a, you know, there's a ditch right there, because you'll see people sleeping on the four corners by the post office. And again, I think about the restaurant right there. Oh my gosh. You know, anyway, so the Veterans Hall right there has become the new drop spot.
That's been under siege for months.
I don't
months
know what to do
now.
About that. What would be your suggestion to do about that? All right.
Are you asking me, or is that just something else?
I want to know what you would do about the fact we have all of the transients that are in, not so many of them down in that area.
Here's the worst part, is that Veterans Hall is used by, you know, veterans organizations, and many of them are elderly. I mean, in their 80s. And they've got, first of all, the county's managed to screw up the parking so they can't park across the street anymore. And, yes, I'm saying the county, because the county hasn't done anything to fix it. And then you have so people can either park in the 10 spots right in front, or they have to park further away and walk down there. And it has, you know, people get harassed by the people that are around the library. They sleep there. You have to step over them or have them move. The amount of trash is unbelievable. And then, of course, what people leave on the yards there or someplace where they're taking a dump outside. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. This is our post office and the vet's hall right there. It's ridiculous. You know, maybe it's time to lease the vet's hall out to a veterans organization so they can take care of keeping that place out.
How do they do that?
Well,
without,
I can tell you one thing they could do is they could put a fence around it, that front part there, and you keep people out. And say you're trespassing. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Yeah, Carl, how you doing? How you doing, Linda?
Good morning, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
We had a great trip. We went to South Dakota, saw Mount Rushmore, went to Yellowstone for a couple of days, went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming, went to the Cowboy Bar, sat on the saddle in there, and then on the 4th of July, and then 50 of us stood in the street and started singing Lee Greenwood songs as we watched the fireworks go off.
There you go.
It was fun, but anyway.
Wait a minute. Did you try to climb El Capitan while you were there?
El Capitan is in Yosemite, buddy.
Oh. Oh, you were at Yellowstone. Okay, you were at Yellowstone.
Yeah.
How did you like Yellowstone? How'd you like Yellowstone? Was it crowded?
Well, we've been to Yellowstone before. We said, yeah, it was great. We stayed at the Old Faithful Inn, so no, it was great.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we had a really good time. You can sit out there and have an adult beverage and sit on a veranda and just sort of watch Old Faithful go off. It's great.
That is awesome. And then, of course, over the 4th of July to be...
Oh, amazing. A lot of Patriots on that trip.
Yeah, I bet.
A lot of Patriots.
Anyway, I just want to make a quick comment about what Megan did. First of all, you were talking about equal pay. Well, it should be equal pay, maybe, and equal treatment. Now, when Colin Kaepernick did what he did in the NFL, there were people who came out, and I know you were talking about other people on the team, but there were people who came out in football and said, you know what? What he did was wrong. You know, we believe in the flag. Nobody did that on the soccer team. Nobody did that. And the other thing is that when she does something like that, what happened to the NFL when Colin Kaepernick did that? A lot of people turn their TV sets off. So if we're going to get equal payment, we should get equal treatment. And if people don't believe that there shouldn't be any defense on the fact that that nobody stood up for the right thing, or for in some people's minds the right thing, and there should really be no defense in the fact that if people turn off the TV like they did with the NFL, that it should be equal. So what do you think?
I think that that's why they did the part about everybody has to stand for the national anthems.
But what about the people themselves that played?
Well, you've still got people that are playing, I'm sure, in the NFL that they're not putting their hands over
their
hearts.
No, but people spoke out.
People did spoke out. But then I saw a whole team stay inside during the playing of the national anthem, except one guy.
Yeah,
and who happened to have been a West Point graduate, a tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he was out there by himself, standing there at attention with his hand over his heart, while the rest of his team were inside the tunnel. Now, and I agree what that hurt the NFL. But, you know, it's kind of an apples and oranges about paying people. But let's just say is that there wasn't, like, most of the NFL saying, I don't agree with this. What they did was, the way they disagreed with what Kaepernick was doing was they stood up, they put their hands over their hearts, and they sang the national anthem, which is what everybody else on that team did while she didn't do it. So can you say that they protested by saying by disagreeing with her?
No, nope. I'm saying what happened. What I'm saying is, yeah, is that no one spoke out. No one went in the press, and at least a dozen NFL players went on the press, yeah, a dozen of them,
a dozen,
at least, and said that this was the wrong thing to do. They didn't believe in it. Owners came out and said that. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. You know, and that
That's
is true.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, yeah, if we're going to be equal here, then let's be equal here. A lot of people turn their TV sets off. The NFL changed it because of that. They changed their whole position because nobody was watching the football games.
Well, we have some comments, okay, in our chat pack about just that.
I understand that. I understand what you're saying.
Turning the TV off. If somebody does it, they just turn the TV off.
Anyway, you two, Jackson Hole was fun. Yippee-ki-yay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in, Terry.
Sure. Thanks, Terry. 7:46 and more. We're going to take a quick break. You know, the only thing on that is that a dozen players stood, you know, said, hey, I don't agree with that. But there were hundreds of players that didn't say anything. They just didn't get involved with it. But what they did was they stood out, and they did it. Now, the NFL suffered for it because of what Kaepernick did. And Kaepernick is not playing in football anymore. The other part is that I think that they tried to make a rule where people had to stand for the national anthem. And I don't think that one went over in the NFL. Well, that's why the NFL is probably going to still suffer. My part was about the equal pay part. If you've got a team that's the best in the world, why aren't they getting paid the same as American men? This is not Tunisian men and women. It's American men.
Well, at any rate, congratulations. We won, okay?
We won, and as much as we disagree with what she did,
yes,
we have to applaud the team, and this is what we said.
So we're going to be going into our Shasta
College.
Shasta College in just a minute. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. Give them a call at 222-2750. They'll do it all for you. We're going to take a break. KTNR 96.5 FM, your talk radio.
Change, change, change.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
And now back to our show.
Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Good morning. Welcome back to KTNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Carl and Linda Bott here on this Monday morning. Free Fire Radio is the name of our program. Hey, you know, Terry called in. Carl, we've often thought that we may go to a place in town and say, you know, let's advertise your RV. We're going to drag it. We're going to wrap it from Wonderland Signs, and we're going to take Free Fire Radio on the road across America and interview people across America from all different states and, you know, be topical, but hear from people from Texas and Kansas and
as many states as we could hit in 2 weeks.
Right, exactly.
As many states as we can hit in 2 weeks, because we could do that and do our show from, we could do it from Winslow, Arizona, standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona, talking to people from Winslow, Arizona about topics that are important to them, so you can hear it all the way across the United States. I like the idea, frankly. We take a 2 week, every day we're on the show, we do our show, and but yet we get viewpoints from everybody like this as we go across.
Might be interesting to do that during political season to see, you know, who are you looking at? What are your concerns? What do you think of this president?
Maybe next year around the after they've picked the Democrat and Trump. And then just drive across, like we said, and just have a show clear across the heartland of America.
Yeah.
The heartland of America that somehow gets ignored during this time. And because it's not on each coast. So maybe go down to San Francisco, start there, and just work our way across.
This portion of the show is brought to you by. So I want to know what you guys think about that. I think we can do that. Plus, we can give like advertisers big love along the way. Home Helpers is a sponsor of ours, and we have been a big fan of Sharon Clark. Again, everybody and her, and she's celebrated over 10 years. I think she may be
10 years.
All the people that work for Home Helpers are bonded, insured, all of that. So if you have. If you're thinking, oh, my God, somebody, you know, we just experienced, you know, holidays of what it is to see family visiting families. If you've got somebody who's, you know, elderly or somebody who may be slipping or somebody slipped and fell or any of those things and they need help, you would want your trusted people and Home Helpers to be able to assist.
That's right. Home Helpers. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. There's no place like home.
Outage update, 482 customers. The restoration ETA is about 8:40 a.m. So, oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah, about another, almost an hour.
It's not enough to make your meat go bad.
Nope, not yet. So, now, let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning.
Hey, this is Coach Bob. Quick comment about equal pay. This isn't a sexist issue. It isn't an issue of female versus male, as everybody wants to make it. It's simply a matter of entertainment industry.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. It's nothing more. And until they put the same amount of butts in the seats as the men do, then they're not going to get the same amount of money. It's real simple.
Okay. That's a simple explanation. So, this is what we said is that the association, the FIFA there says they don't raise as much money. All their, everything
exactly
they do
correct.
is much less than the men's. And you're tying it directly to the fact that they, it's how much money comes in the association for the men's side and how much comes in for the women's side.
It's a blatantly simple business issue, and people need to remember it's not about sex. It's about the entertainment industry, and if your movie doesn't get as many people through the gates, then you don't make as much as the one by Steven Spielberg, and that's the way life is.
Well, and then I think also that male movie stars make more money than female movie stars in most cases.
They're trying to change that,
but that then becomes more of a personal thing. It's not a business thing.
There you go. But, I want to see a good movie, and regardless who the star is. And I'll pay to go see a good movie, regardless who the star is. I go to see a lot of women in movies just because I like their acting. I like the characters that they play. And the same with men. That's my choice. And I hope I feed their pocketbooks.
Do you not do you go to movies with people whose political statements are so far opposed to yours?
Well, funny question. I usually go to the movie alone
because I have
time in the afternoon. Yeah.
No, I mean
so
the star of the movie.
That.
Let's just say an example.
I'm sorry. I see what you mean.
Yeah. As an example, Cher says all this, or Bette Midler, or one of them. Would you go to a movie, or Jane Fonda, would you go to a movie with them in it?
No.
Well, see? So you're voting right there. You're saying
yes, I am. I'm voting with my pocketbook.
Voting with your pocketbook. Well, I'm the same way, and I am the same way.
I will not go to a movie and give 10 cents to Jane Fonda or Bette Midler. And if Bette Midler is stupid enough to go on a Las Vegas stage and alienate half of the people that just paid $150 or more to see her sing by bashing a president, I don't care who it is, then she's an idiot.
Okay.
Won't give her a dime.
We can close on that one because I agree with you. I agree.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Southern California could experience another sizable earthquake over the next week, seismologists said.
It's already
Saturday.
Had a 7.1. 7.1. And by the way, earthquakes, when you hear like a 6.5 and it goes up to 7.1, it's not like, oh, that's just a little bit more. No, an earthquake, it's much more in their increments.
I believe it's a log scale, so it's times 10.
Times 10.
Every increment you go up, it's times 10.
Okay, the 4th, Caltech seismologists have detected at least 3,000 smaller earthquakes. So according to what we're saying here, aftershocks continue the area near Ridgecrest, where Friday's magnitude 7.1 and Thursday's magnitude 6.4 rocked buildings across Southern California. I need to call my girlfriend. She's down in the coastal area of Huntington Harbor.
Well,
I wonder if anybody
felt
it
Ridgecrest.
There.
Ridgecrest had was where it centered there. And
That's almost between L.A. and Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's out that way, but it split. It cracked roads out there and just emptied the shelves of many of the stores.
Well, according to this article, the shaking felt from Friday's magnitude 7.1 earthquake near Ridgecrest reached a violent level, or level 9 on the modified Mercalli intensity scale, closest to the epicenter. Los Angeles, about 125 miles away from the epicenter, felt right and weak, shaking it intensely for 4 or less.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, there's people that were sleeping outside because they didn't want to sleep inside their homes.
With their pets and their,
Okay, hey, look, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Shasta College and talking about their medical programs, but also things they've done for our local high schools around here for the summer. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bob, this is KCNR, 96.5, 1460, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Iranian media is quoting the country's nuclear agency spokesman as saying that Tehran is now enriching uranium at a higher level, violating terms of the 2015 nuclear accord. Earlier, Iran broke limits on its stockpile of enriched uranium. The latest poll numbers hold some encouraging news for President Trump.
The president has reached the highest job approval rating of his career in the most recent ABC News Washington Post poll. 44% of Americans approve of Mr. Trump's overall job performance. That's up 5% from April, and it's 2 points better than his peak rating early on in his presidency. The poll also shows the president running competitively for re-election against four or five possible Democratic contenders, the only exception being former Vice President Joe Biden, who Mr. Trump trails by 10 points. Jeremy House reporting.
In the wake of two powerful earthquakes and numerous aftershocks, Southern California residents impacted by last week's quakes have started to clean up the damage. The tremors centered near the small town of Ridgecrest, about 150 miles northeast of L.A., Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin says the response effort now shifting gears.
We will now move into the recovery process. However, we will still continue to actively patrol and keep our community safe.
A magnitude 6.4 quake hit Thursday, followed by a 7.1 on Friday. A wealthy financier is facing sex trafficking and conspiracy charges. 66-year-old Jeffrey Epstein, due in court in New York later today. On Wall Street this morning, stocks deep in the red so far. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 121 points. The S&P 500 index off 14, and the NASDAQ is down 63 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, VantagePoint is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with VantagePoint software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Israel's prime minister with a not-so-subtle message for those countries downplaying Iran's continued enrichment of uranium. The latest from the media line's Lawrence Rifkin.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decried the reactions by those describing Iran's decision to boost the enrichment levels of its uranium a small step. Tehran announced the new policy on Sunday. Later in the morning, at the beginning of his weekly cabinet meeting, Netanyahu said the Nazis had started out with small steps, steps that most people ignored. He added that any further Iranian enrichment was, quote, only for one thing, to prepare nuclear weapons, end quote. Israel is keeping its eye on Tehran over its nuclear program, its support for terrorism, and its apparent aim to strengthen its presence along Israel's border with Syria. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis, themedialine.org and townhall.com. Iowa and Nevada set to launch caucus voting by phone for 2020.
The telecaucus systems, the result of a mandate from the Democratic National Committee, are aimed at opening the local-level political gatherings to more people, especially evening shift workers and people with disabilities, whom critics of the caucuses have long said are blocked from the process. The changes are expected to boost voter participation across the board, presenting a new opportunity for the Democratic Party's 2020 candidates to drive up support in the crucial early voting states. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The United States has won its record fourth Women's World Cup soccer title and its second in a row. New York City's mayor announcing a ticker tape parade in the team's honor on Wednesday. The procession will go up a stretch of Broadway that's hosted many celebratory parades known as the Canyon of Heroes. Meantime, the U.S. men's soccer team fell short in its bid to win a major tournament. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:05 in the morning here on the 8th of July, 2019, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
And good morning, everybody, and good morning, Ashley. I'm going to do the weather really fast, and then we're going to go to Sally. It is currently 74 degrees in the downtown studios. Our high today will be 91 and our lows of 67. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of 90 and our overnight lows of around 60. We are going to have some winds coming up tonight to about 16 miles per hour. Wednesday calls for our highs of 94 and our overnight lows of 69. And Thursday, 97. As we get into the weekends, we're going into the triple digits on Friday, 102.
I can't wait.
And Saturday, 100. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
I'm going to wait till Friday and Saturday to dig up the backyard.
And
because
Sally,
I want heat. I want heat out
let's
there.
Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning and welcome to KCNR. What's happening with the Patriot meeting tonight?
Well, good morning. Yes, well, we're back at it from our vacation, and tonight we're going to have host Patrick Jones. As you know, he's kicking off his campaign for the first assembly seat, so we thought we'd give him a chance to come on in and bring in his signs if people are interested in supporting Patrick Jones for the assembly. Get a sign. He's also got a fundraiser coming up this Saturday. If people want to come and hear what he has to say, come tonight at 6 o'clock.
Okay, now, we've had Patrick on, and we've had Megan Daly on, and we've had
Joe
Turner, I believe. Now there's been a couple others that have come to us that have thrown their hats in the ring, both the Democrat and another Republican. In here, so this is going to be
the other Republican.
Well, you know what? Give me a chance. I have to get back to my emails and take a look at that and see what his name is. But
okay,
he
I
also
appreciate
is
that because yeah. I am putting together a candidate forum for August the 5th, and would like to have all of the candidates there so people can, you know, see them and weigh them and make a good decision. So
when I get back
information to me, I'll put it out there.
I'll do that. I'll forward that to you this morning, and because we want to get as much information out as we can about the candidates.
Absolutely.
Because this is really important because there's only one of them up there for our whole district. We want somebody in there that's able to do the job. So and not somebody that's, you know, probably got different ideas about what they think is important than the whole district does. So it's important we find out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's tonight
at
6 p.m.
Tonight at 6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonnyview Road.
Cool.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we're here with Shasta College, and we're here with Carrie Palmer. And, Carrie, you head up one of the programs there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So there's a program, a Scribe program. Could you share with us, you know, what's your experience? Why are you at Shasta College? And tell us about your program.
Sure. So my name is Carrie Palmer. I'm the Director of Allied Health Programs with Shasta College. And I'm actually a Shasta College graduate. I am local to the community. I grew up in Trinity County and went to Shasta College before I transferred to university. And so I'm really excited to be an alumni now working with Shasta College and especially in health sciences. And so we are doing amazing things in health sciences. We are building more programs for the community. And there's a couple of which that I'd like to talk about today. I'll start off with the Scribe program, medical Scribe program. We're getting ready to launch the Medical Scribe program this fall. And medical scribes are those folks that you see lurking in the corner in the medical office when you go see your doctor, or perhaps it might be the person in the hospital room who is entering everything into the electronic health record for that physician. And this is a really important role because it allows the physician to have eye contact with the patient, interact with the patient, and not be distracted by the computer system.
You see this all the time. Well, there'll be a physician talking to you. There's somebody there, and he'll be giving readings out, too. So he'll say, you know, if he's looking at your eyes, while he's saying what they are, the scribe's right there writing them down.
Exactly.
And then what she does is she takes everything he has said, and she puts it into his records. And so he has, your doctor keeps a record on everybody, including what's said
exactly.
in there, especially if there are things like you need to have this done. You know, that's written in there.
Yes.
So that can come back later and they say, you know, say, hey, look, we told you like 3 weeks ago we need to do this.
So
That's extremely important.
I'm curious about age. All of a sudden my mind went to, like, let's say somebody's in their 40s and their kids have left home, but they're looking for a career. Now, you know, if you come with an expertise, they can't just say, we really want somebody young. You've got somebody in there that can do the job. So how many people do you see going through your program that may be, like, in for the second career?
So in our medical programs, that happens often. We have a variety of folks who attend health science programs, those who are looking for a career path and those who are changing their careers. Maybe their kids have left home, and this is their opportunity to go back to school and accomplish a goal that they've always wanted to accomplish. Medical scribe is a really interesting career because someone could choose this as a career path, but this is also an opportunity for folks who are looking to go to nursing school or perhaps want to become a physician. You're going to hear from a student later. And so med schools are actually looking at medical scribe experience as a plus on those med school applications. And
really?
So this is a short-term training. Medical scribe training, our program, is only one semester long, and it's extremely accessible because we are offering it online. So the students are taking medical terminology, pharmacology, medical scribe classes. They're all online. And then when the student has completed those classes, they will participate in a 120-hour externship where they're actually going out into the field and they're practicing being a medical scribe. And so this is accessible to folks who are working, who want to change their career, or perhaps they are taking additional classes with Shasta College, or they are waiting to get into med school or waiting to get into nursing school. This is an opportunity for them to get some short-term training and get in there.
An OJT. Okay, let me ask this then. Is there a lot of openings for scribes?
There are. This is an emerging field, and so it's difficult to collect data on the job opportunities out there, but the job opportunities exist, and you'll see them. The medical scribes most often work in the emergency department and then work in larger clinics in our area, and there are also a group of hospitalists at the hospitals who will use medical scribes as they're making their rounds to see their patients. So it's an emerging field.
We have a few minutes left. Any success stories?
For our medical scribes?
Yes.
Well, you know, we have a lot of opportunity in our community, and we're just launching this program. We will have our first round of students attending this fall. And so one interesting tidbit is that we are partnering with California Rural Indian Health Board. And so we are actually, because we've chosen to offer this program online, we're able to provide this training to some very rural communities such as Bishop, Jamestown. So we're able to get these folks trained, and they can extern at their facilities in these rural communities.
Well, you know what? This is another way that Shasta College is reaching out for different things here.
Career development.
Yeah, and being able to do it online is really important, especially if you've got, if you are in a further campus or further away that you can't make it down here every day, and then be able to then do your internship. That's a good,
exactly.
It's a great idea. You know, the other thing too is that you have to. You know, there's certain qualities I imagine you must have, and part of those qualities is able to listen and write at the same time. But I imagine that's what the school teaches you to do is how do you it's you're transcribing what the doctor's saying. So I mean, sometimes doctors will talk in different, fast or whatever. So you've got to be able to get all that down.
Right.
So you're taking down what they're saying, plus what they're saying about, okay, I want them to take 3 milligrams of this, blah, 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 blah.
Right. So part of the training is pharmacology and medical terminology. And medical terminology is like learning a new language.
Yes.
It is. So we are providing those training. Certainly need to have an aptitude for attention to detail and typing speed. You need to be quick on that computer and that keyboard. That's part of the training that we're offering.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're here with Carrie Palmer. We're talking about this new program that Shasta College is offering, the Medical Scribe, and who can be in it, and the types of qualities that you need to be able to, you must be able to be computer literate. But then we also have classes at Shasta College to help you become computer literate, which I need to take. Anyway, hey, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993 and doing a great job of it. Her business continues to expand. The financial side is under one roof, and the insurance side is under another roof, both in the same offices, though. They just have grown to that point. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. Give Judy a call at 221-0441. And, yes, we have our insurance with Judy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading. A great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethecultures.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio right here in downtown Reading. The epicenter of change is right here in this studio as we watch everything around us changing for the good. 8:21 in the morning here on the 8th of July. It's about 69 degrees right now, going to go up to 91 today. This will be the balmy part of the week. It's going to be in the triple digits toward the end. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, and Northern Firearms Instruction is bringing you this portion of the show. The largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaches in over 42 counties. Northern Firearms Instruction, whether it's CCW, unarmed combat, unarmed protection, I guess defense, I should say, unarmed defense. Defense of your home. Now, they're getting ready to start a program that if you don't think you want to get a CCW, but you just want to learn how to use a pistol, a firearm, they're going to offer a course for that, and they'll provide the firearms for you. So you can learn safety, how to shoot, but it doesn't have to go any further than that if that's what you want. And then from then, you can make up your mind.
I think that's good because some people will come in and they want to know how to disassemble what to do if it's on the table of somebody's house.
How to make
what
sure
do you do
safe,
with that?
How to make sure it's safe and all these things. But then, but just to learn how to shoot in a safe environment with people that teach you how to shoot and how to use a firearm. It's a very price point, price fair cost on this, too. Because NFI wants people to learn how to use guns safely. There should be no reasons for accidents.
So well, we're here this morning.
NFI, usgunpro.com.
All right. We're here this morning with Shasta College. We love our program with them where they come on at the 8 o'clock hour.
We
here
like
with
Shasta College.
Carrie Palmer and, of course, all the good things that they're doing. We're talking about the Scribe, the medical Scribe program, your beginning that starts when? Okay, this fall in August. Okay, and then what else do we have to talk about as far as on the medical side of things that's going on at Shasta College?
So health sciences is very busy, along with our dental hygiene, ADN program, our nursing program. We have three different nursing programs. We have our associate degree nursing, which leads to registered nursing. We have our licensed vocational nursing program, our certified nurse's assistant program, dental hygiene. We are also offering a bachelor's degree program. Oftentimes, folks don't think about the idea of a community college having a bachelor's degree program, but we do. It's health information management. It's an online program, so it's completely accessible to the working adult. And then we're also developing a physical therapist assistant program. And currently, we are running a medical assisting program. And our medical assisting program is a really exciting program because the job demand is high. The health industry is one of the top industries with the most jobs, especially in our area.
Especially in Reading. It's like in the number three.
It is.
Yeah, government medical may be number one.
Yeah.
That's number one. That's right.
So medical assisting, what is unique about our medical assisting program is it is a hybrid program. And so what that means is students participate in half of the classroom work online. It's called theory, and all of their theory work is in an online format. And then they come in their first semester, they come in 2 days a week for lab, and in their second semester, they come in 3 days a week for lab. And that's only about 3 hours each time. And so this opens up the opportunity for students to participate in this program and work at the same time, which is important. Not everybody can go to school and not work. I certainly couldn't. And so these students get this training in 2 semesters, and then they participate in a 180-hour externship where they're going into the medical office and they're practicing all of those fabulous skills they've learned throughout the year. And just for example, we have a class who is just wrapping up their externship. They are just finishing up starting last week, and we have half the class already hired. And so the job placement.
Which class was this?
And this is the class who's just graduating.
Yeah, but which class is it?
It's actually our fourth cohort of students. And so this is the neat
thing.
In
what, though?
In medical assisting.
Okay, that's what I was going for.
Right. And so, you know, this is the cool thing.
It's already halfway, and you've already got half of them jobs.
Yeah, half of them have jobs.
Okay.
You know, medical is the training programs with Shasta College. I think the coolest thing about them is they run in cohorts. So you start and finish with the same group of students and classmates. And so the students have an opportunity to develop these really great relationships, and they have a lot of support as they go through the programs, which is so important. Especially in healthcare training programs, sometimes the intensity level of those are pretty high.
Every time I hear the word cohort, so I go back to the Roman army, because that was their fighting units for cohorts. But they were like this. They were a small group that their lives depended on each other, maybe not like so much at the school, but they were cohorts, and which made up a larger unit, which made up another larger unit. So,
right, right.
So when I hear that, and I've been hearing, and I've heard this with Shasta College and a couple other places. I flashback. I'm sorry.
Well, you could have business cohorts too.
Yeah, you can have all those things. I mean, it's a word, but
right.
But I haven't heard that word used like this except probably in the last 8 years, maybe even not that long. So,
yeah.
But what we're saying here though is that Shasta College has all of these different programs. The people are getting jobs out of them. You can get your training here, and your first year of school is still free.
Right.
That first
so
year school
important.
Is still free. I mean, so you can't use an excuse, I still have any money.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need money. You need to buy your books. But I guess there's programs for that, too.
Right.
This is the great thing about community college right now is that your first year free. So for high school students, if they want to, say, go in a medical assisting or medical scribe or any of the other health science programs, their first year could be free for them or is free. And then Shasta College classes are financial aid eligible. And even still, let's say worst case scenario, a student had to pay out of pocket for everything. It's ridiculously affordable. And so the opportunity for you know, it's difficult to create excuses not to go.
Well, now it becomes just an excuse. There's not a reason not to go anymore. Now there's an excuse. You know, oh, gosh, I just don't have the time. Well, that's on you, buddy. You know, I'm sorry, I don't have the time.
Where's the website so somebody can talk about? We earlier discussed with Carrie Palmer the Scribe program and the other medical programs. People are talking. Interested maybe in doing this where they can go online, they could become associated. How do they find that?
ShastaCollege.edu, and they can link into any of the divisions, and so they would just follow the link to the health sciences division, and they can find information on any of our health science programs. And right now is the application period for medical assisting and for medical scribe, And the Health Science Division office is located at 1400 Market Street, and we're the downtown Shasta College campus that everybody sees.
Wonderful.
When they come to
you
the
can
program.
Probably these kind of jobs, like you said, a second career. The kids are out of the house, so that they're in school, so I can work for 6 hours a day and do something that's a growth. It's going to be a growth business and then be home for the kids.
Absolutely. I think healthcare is probably one of the more family-friendly careers to go into because shifts are variable. Mm-hmm. For some, it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Some places have 4:10. Some places have 3:12s. And so I worked in the healthcare field myself. I actually worked in the healthcare field and put myself through college. And so when we talk about these short-term training opportunities, such as medical assisting and medical scribe, for some it might be, hey, you know, I've always thought about working in healthcare, but I really don't know what I want to do. Well, come into one of the short-term training opportunities and test the water and figure it out and go from there. Some people do that
as well.
You're
talking about one semester, which isn't that long, and you can take it online.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you can't make it any easier than that.
We try our best.
Yep. Okay. Hey, Carrie Palmer from Shasta College, from their Health Science Division. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to be talking about the Shasta High School and some of the things they're doing with their students that are getting them prepared for life out in the big world here, too. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified a joint commission by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. That means comprehensive treatment of people with strokes. And that, of course, that's such an important first hour of being able to treat people. But then the follow-up, evaluation, screening by specialized nurses and physicians that are trained for this. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. One of the many things that makes them stand head and shoulders above other hospitals in the area and the state. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning, 69 degrees, going up to 91 today. BNT Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at BNT Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds.
Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did it. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to KTNR, 96.5 FM on 1460 AM, your talk radio. We love those surprises. It's Monday morning, 8:35, currently 80 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have a sunny day, of course, with our highs of 91 and our lows of 67. Tomorrow calls for 90 with our overnight lows of 68. As we progress through the week, it's pretty good until we get to our triple-digit weather on Friday. Currently 69 degrees. Sorry, I was thinking, well, you know, I'm ready for it to, like, just blast out today. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are a welcome.
Also, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. It's your chance to go in there. And
you've got to say it.
Well, it is. It's man's last stronghold. They work now, however, on appointments. So,
and you're allowed.
You're allowed to what?
Have a man's last stronghold.
That's right. Well, women can go in there and get your hair cut.
Yeah.
I like it because it's going to come out looking just like all the rest of us in there. Give them a call at 244-9478. Linda walks in. There's so much testosterone in the place.
Yes, I have to shave my legs immediately afterwards. So
anyway.
Got to get out of there.
Okay. Hey, we're here with... We're here with Cindy Lindsay, who is the head of the program here for the HESI. So, Cindy, tell us what that is.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's the Health Exploration Student Institute, and it takes place for 3 weeks over the summer for high school students in various areas around the North State. They spend 3 weeks at Mercy or Shasta Regional Medical Center. We partner with Shasta College and take them around the hospitals and let them see all of the different jobs there are out there in the hospitals.
So it's a 3 week, a duration of a program for 3 weeks.
Right.
And so let's look into a little bit about what that looks like. What happens in those 3 weeks?
Like,
so,
how do you select people? I mean, is it just strictly volunteering or what?
I send flyers out to all the local high schools. I try to email them to Anderson New Tech, anywhere from north of Sacramento up to the Oregon border. And the schools advertise and the kids apply. We've had kids from Rio Vista, Cordova High School, Anderson New Tech, UPrep, CV West Valley, all over the North State.
And this is a 3 week program.
Right.
So now what do they get to see there?
We've oh,
got,
good.
By the way, we've got a graduate of this program with us and then two that are going through the program right now.
Excellent.
What do they see during that 3 weeks? Are they in the emergency room?
Oh, goodness. During that 3 weeks, they get to go into the cardiac catheterization lab. They get to go into the operating room. They get to watch open heart surgeries, total joint surgeries. They go into the emergency room, all the floors. They work with the resident doctors. They work with the nursing staff. They go into radiology. They go into the lab. They go into phlebotomy. They pretty much go into every nook and cranny, nutrition services. They go into every nook and cranny in the hospital just to see what team members actually are in the hospital.
Well, we're here with Anish Wadwa. And Anish, tell me, you're a graduate of this.
That's
so,
correct.
Okay, so when did you go through this?
I went through it about 2-3 years ago. So.
And why did you decide to do this?
So I've always wanted to be in. I've always wanted to be in medicine. So basically, how that happened was I applied for the program and I got in, and then I started shadowing, and I really loved it, so then I wanted to do more with that, so then I became Mrs. Lindsay's TA for a year, and then I did the program again, mm-hmm. and then I was her TA again, and then I graduated.
Okay, you graduated from high school then, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so
oh my gosh.
What are you doing now with that?
Well, I currently am a student at UC Davis. So.
Okay, and what part
in
of
medicine?
Do you want, still want to go into medicine?
I'm a pre-med student, yes.
All right.
So what part? Is there a specific part you'd like to want to do? I mean, is there a specialty?
Yes, intensivism particularly caught my eye. So
I'm sorry, say that again.
Intensivism. So that would be the doctor at an ICU or a CICU. So I'd be going
okay.
around making rounds. It's a giant puzzle game as I see it. So it's basically there's so many different things that happen with a patient, and it's so bizarre to look at. And
intensive care unit is what we're talking about
mm-hmm.
here. And this
is after they've
gotten out of the emergency room or for whatever reason, after surgery, they're put into the intensive care unit, and that's when things can happen.
Yes.
And that's what you like about it, because trying to ensure that you can keep a front of anything that's happening to your patients.
Indeed. Yes.
So you got this, and since you've always been involved with it, so that was something after going through this program a couple of times, that you say, okay, this is it. Now I've got a goal here. I can set my goal for the future.
Indeed, yep. That is something that I definitely took away from this experience.
Oh, that's cool.
And
I like that.
Just putting myself out there in different areas made me think, oh, do I want to be here? No, how about here? I came in wanting to be a pediatric cardiologist. I went into the cardiac catheterization laboratory, and then I came out wanting to do more intensivism.
Okay. Now, is there other people in your are you at Legacy? Are there other people in your family that are doctors?
No, I'm the first.
You're the first.
I'm the first.
That's cool. Now you're from Reading, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
How long have you lived here?
I lived here 15 years.
15 years. Okay. So this had a major impact on your life.
This definitely did. Yes.
Okay. So now you're in pre-med down there. So you've got your regular your freshman then this year.
I will be a sophomore in September.
So, what's it heavy? When you say pre-med, you know, because I remember Animal House, and if you've ever seen the movie.
Who doesn't remember Animal House?
Well, they don't, because they've never seen it. But
yes,
they're talking
to
one of the guys there, and he says, yeah, I'm pre-law. He says, I thought you were pre-med. Pre-med, pre-law, they're the same. So, are they?
In part, yes. Basically, when you go into college, you have to do your general ed. And then so your general ed is composed of courses
right.
that everyone does. Depending on your major, whether it's pre-med, pre-law, or neither, you can be a pre-medical student and have an English major, per se.
Right.
But you still need to take the courses that satisfy for your exam.
Okay.
So for the med school, it would be the MCAT.
So, all right, so is that heavy chemistry, heavy biology?
Heavy chemistry, heavy biology, heavy biochemistry. There is some psychology in there. Mm-hmm. There is.
Too bad that more doctors haven't taken that course.
Oh.
Yeah, it's talked about bedside manner. Okay. Okay, so you're taking that. All right, so those will get you ready, and then you take your entrance
mm-hmm.
exams after that. Cool.
Congratulations.
No, I
think
really
that's
am.
So cool.
I love talking to somebody.
A success story of this program. Let's move to a couple of our other guests here that are actually going through the program at Shasta College, correct? And with
for
us,
the first time.
Marissa Havens and Kirsten Mantegna. Good morning, girls, or ladies, or students.
Good morning.
let's start with Marissa. Okay, Marissa, why did you sign up for this?
Mostly because I didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to go into nursing, and just having that be such a broad career, I was really wanting to find something that I'd find really interesting. And that's kind of what I got from it, honestly. Being able to go through the different departments kind of gave me a different outlook, and I got to go with physical therapy, and I ended up loving that, which was super surprising. So it was super cool to be able to take part in it.
So that's kind of like turned you on to that portion of the medical field.
Yeah, Exactly, like being able to figure out the difference.
So what year are you in high school?
I'm going to be a senior this year.
So you'll be a senior this year. So this kind of it's kind of helped you make up your mind then, school you may want, in the schools you want to go to, and then the courses you're going to be taking for physical therapy.
Yeah, exactly. And being able to be a part of like Shasta College programs, I take a bunch of classes online, and being able to kind of get a little bit of a feel of college before actually going on to more college classes in the future for 4 years for nursing.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know what? Before we get to Kirsten, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Kirsten. That's the big part of the show.
Yeah, she gets to open the next segment.
So you get to open the next segment. Yeah, she's excited. I can tell. I can tell right now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been in the business since, can I say, 52 years? This is one of those companies you don't really hear a lot about, but they are a huge success. They're an employee-owned company. They provide the fuel for so many different areas around here.
The fires?
When you get to the fire season, they're right up there. We're talking about our firefighters being up there on the front lines. Well, here comes SST Oil right behind them, carrying the diesel, carrying the fuel they need to be able to fight these fires, running 24 hours a day, helping our community. And we're getting ready to hit fire season. And I can tell you right now, they are ramping up, getting ready to be able to help control these fires out here. Because if you don't have the supplies, it doesn't make any difference how good your firefighters are if they don't have the supplies to be able to fight these fires. And that's what SST Oil does. SST Oil is always looking for some good employees, too. So if you give them a call at 241-1167, all you drivers out there, you've got your hazmat license, you've got a good driving record, give them a call because they'll put you on, you'll stay in the area here, and you're going to work for a great company. That's SST Oil. We'll be right back with our group from the HESI.
Shasta College.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Assembly 1st District. I'm hosting a dinner and an auction this July 13th at the Senior Citizen Hall in Reading, a great prime rib dinner and tons of gun raffles and a live auction. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack more than ever before, and we need a fighter in Sacramento for us. For ticket information, call me at 222-3223 or just stop by Jones's Fort at 1600 East Cypress Avenue. And if you can't make the July 13th fundraiser, come in and make a contribution of any amount.
Paid for by committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Assembly 2019.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tower of Power.
Tower of Power.
Live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Infectious, energizing, and inspiring, the most dynamic and distinctive band of survivors in soul music. Their musical roots are always evident, blending soul, funk, jazz, and rock like no other band. Tower of Power, Friday, August 9th at Wind River Resort and Casino. Tickets on sale at windriver.com. Concerts are better at the river.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please proceed. Thank you.
Jack, well, yes, sir. Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning Service, we carry a complete line of Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling systems.
Don't make a bit of sense to me.
Well, sir, we're always here to help you at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. I don't know why you're so grouchy.
I'm not feeling grouchy.
And here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, we can install a new Energy Star high-efficiency system with our expert technicians. Now, what do you think of that?
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
The truth is, quality service is just a phone call away with Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Call 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for a new kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, we have a variety of custom cabinet options. Ceramic tiles, including Italian, porcelain, and stone. Metal and glass decorative pieces. Water, mildew, and stain-resistant luxury vinyl tile, laminate, and wood flooring. And, of course, granite and quartz countertops. Contact Design Time for your free consultation at designtimeandtile.com or stop by our store at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 or call 241-8693.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Here I am. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:50 in the morning. It's 69 degrees out there. Going to go up to 91 today. I want to remind everybody that tomorrow at the Cascade Theater at 5:30, it's free, but it's Seattle is Dying, a documentary from Eric Johnson on the topic of drugs, mental health, and the impact of the homeless. Featuring, it also has guest speakers, Dr. Greg Greenberg, who specializes in addiction medicine and holds a degree in neuroscience and psychology, and also Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. That's tomorrow at the Cascade Theater. It's free. Get there at 5:30. Okay. Hey, we're here with Shasta College and the leader, of course, of the program, Cindy Lindsay, for the HESI, which is Health
Exploration Summer Institute.
Summer Institute.
Health and this exploration.
And this is a three-week class or course that takes young people from high school, or takes our students from high school that are interested, possibly interested in a career in medicine, and introduces it through going through the hospitals here at Shasta and at Mercy or Dignity, and exposes them to all the different aspects of the medical field. And we've got our graduate student, Anish, we're going to talk to him in a second, who made a big decision in his life. And then Marissa, who had one idea, and then she saw she had all these different specialties, and she said physical therapy.
While in high school.
Right. Now, Kirsten is here. And, Kirsten, tell us a little bit about your story here.
So I actually applied for the HESI internship program during the school year, hoping to further my knowledge in the health field. For such. Uh-huh. And I actually got in, which was really exciting because my mom is actually a NICU nurse over at Mercy Medical Center, which is a neonatal intensive care nurse. So I decided that I was going to take this program just to see what options I had if I really wanted to go into this field or this field. Because when I started the program, I wanted to become a medical examiner, which is also doubles as a pathologist, kind of the up version of a coroner.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, I'm going to do this program, and maybe I don't want to work with, you know, a medical examiner field per se, or maybe I do. So I went into the program. I got to experience so many fields like radiology, laboratory science, which actually I found really interesting. Working with all the blood samples and things of that nature, blood bank, traumas. And after going through the program, I decided that I still would like to become a medical examiner. And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to attend this program through Shasta College. I've been taking classes at the college for 3 years now. I have a total of 29 credits. So I'll be going into my senior year, basically having all my classes taken out of the way.
Senior year of high school, let's just let our listeners know. Well, senior year of high school with 29 college credits.
This is really important, Kirsten. And Cindy, So the students can take Shasta College classes while they're in high school. I think everybody knows that, but I didn't realize what the impact that has. So let me talk to Anish for a second here. You had how many credits when you came in?
When I came into
UC Davis.
When I came into UC Davis, I had a total of 39 college credits transferred.
You've got 39, and Kirsten, you've got 27, and maybe more by the time you finish. What impact does that have when you start college?
It has a huge impact. For starters, it lessens my load overall for my school year. So if I wanted to, I could graduate a year early. Or if I wanted to, I could try to do other things with my time. I didn't need to take a bunch of arts and humanities courses in college because that's a general ed requirement.
Right.
And going in, I had one class I needed to take for that, and then I was done for the rest of my college.
So everything else then were the classes that you needed for your major or that to expand your knowledge too, of, you know, mm-hmm. different things. But it also helps you stay on track for graduating in a four-year time period too, doesn't
Indeed.
It? Which is very difficult nowadays.
Yeah, my major is one of those majors that if you're not burying yourself in work and textbooks, you are not going to graduate in 4 years. And taking community college courses prior to that really helped me get out mm-hmm. of the textbook.
So, Kirsten, you've got 27 courses, but you'll have more than that by the time you finish high school this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I also take AP classes and I'm passing my exams in order to mm-hmm. get more college credit. Towards my future.
So that means medical school and then a specialty in pathology?
Yes.
And
that takes a certain,
yeah.
that's a certain, now we did have the coroner on when we had a new female coroner that came yeah. in, 4 years ago?
Yeah, she was
and
like
we interviewed
8 months
her.
Pregnant too
yeah.
when she came through.
And she said if I ever wanted to sit in an autopsy, I still don't have the nerve to do it, but I find it takes certain people that have fine niches in their lives. You know, that can do this kind of thing. And it's fascinating with this program that what we're learning today is that
cool.
gets you right. You're right in on it. You get hone in on, you know, what calls you.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Yeah. And Marissa, let's go back to Marissa here. Are you taking credits too?
Yes. Right now I'm actually taking a lot of summer courses online, and I've done that all throughout my high school.
So how many credits are you going to have or courses are you going to have, do you think, by the time you finish?
I'm not honestly sure. I haven't looked at my transcript just for mm-hmm. seeing how many credits I have. But being
we got Cindy over going, lots,
a long
lots.
A lot.
Well, you know, let me ask you this, Cindy. I mean, you take Shasta College and you take those courses, and then when you go off to the four-year university, How do they transfer? They transfer pretty easy. Because, I mean, are you taking like a 100 series at the Shasta College, and then you go into a 200 series at the at your 4 year college? Is that the way that works, or is it something else?
Typically, we've Shasta College has had a grant for the last 3 years. It's called the Pathway to Possibilities Grant, and they've been working with 9 different high schools in the North State, and we've really been purposeful about having more classes absolutely dual enrolled. So that just means that the high school instructors are qualified and they directly transfer just like it's a Shasta College class over to the universities.
Okay.
So we've just vastly expanded our dual enrolled classes at Shasta Enterprise, Foothill, some of the schools in Susanville. We've got a whole bunch of schools that they have relationships with that we have dual enrolled classes with.
Okay, now we've only got like a minute left. How do people next year? It's a 3-week course, right?
Right.
Is it filled up all the time?
It's always filled up. We tend to take 15, 16 students, depending. We've got 3 different instructors, one for Mercy, one for Shasta Regional, one for the classroom. I send out flyers to all of the high schools in the North State. So as long as the high schools advertise.
I can't imagine you don't have more people. You know, I mean, this thing is probably very, very popular.
It's not popular enough. I don't feel like it's advertised enough. And the beautiful thing is that it's free. Shasta College paid for all of it. The scrubs for the students to go to the Allied Health Center. They have lunch catered every day.
Wow.
Everything is paid for the program.
What an honor.
It is. Okay, now, we've got to run here. So how do people get a hold of you, Cindy, to get into this program? Even though it's next year, you know, something maybe parents ought to be talking to their children about.
Absolutely.
Will give them an advantage.
They can email me. My name is Cindy Lindsay, and my email is clindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, @SUHSD.net, Shasta Union High School District. And I've got a new phase of the grant for the next 3 years from the high school to the college now. They let the college run it last year. Now this year they're letting this next three-year block, the high school, run the grant.
Great.
To pathway into the college. We're working collaboratively.
What an interesting, you know what?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Peter, this is Peter Griggs, who puts all this stuff on, you know, from the college here. And he talks to me and goes, I don't know, you know, it's during the summer here. I'm not sure, you know, how many people we have. But this has been one of your most interesting groups that you've brought in here. Is talking about this. I had no concept this was going on. What a great deal that is. And
thank you.
You know what? You know what? You students are, you know, should be applauded for your, you know, for your thoughts about how you want to plan for your life.
And tenacity.
And tenacity and something like this.
Love
it. Because it kind of gets you ready because it kind of opens your eyes, I'm sure, to how hard this can be. So, anyway, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks
hey, tomorrow we've got a full show tomorrow also about with Jonathan Anderson from the Good News Rescue Mission about what's going on over there. This is Kate.